You know, we were just talking a minute ago about a little entertainment. As I said, for about Wheel of Fortune, the verdict is in on Wheel of Fortune and Ryan Seacrest. He's been hosting now for
three and a half days.
Three days. Yeah, he'll be his fourth show will be tonight. I watched the first, as did Biggie, because we thought the choice of Ryan Seacrest was inspired.
Inspired?
That is the perfect choice.
Perfectly bland.
Perfectly bland. The show is bland. It's just a game.
The host was bland.
The host was bland.
The host will be bland.
The contestants are bland. The puzzles are bland. Everything about it. Ryan Seacrest is perfect. He's a nice guy. There's no skeletons in the closet. I mean, nothing's ever come out scandalous about him.
No Dave Grohl stories about him coming out.
How about that?
Oh, Dave.
And I'm such a fan of Dave Grohl, too. You know, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he had such a great image.
Exactly. He was on CBS Sunday Morning once. He was like living back with his parents, you know, in the basement for a little while there.
Yeah, he recorded an album there with his mom.
It was so cool. And I love that guy. You know, I just love that guy. I don't know Foo Fighters. You know me.
Yeah.
But I loved his image.
That one stung.
That stung.
Yeah, he put it into groupie.
Yeah.
We think.
He did. Well, he's admitted to fathering a child outside of his marriage now.
I can't tell the age of the child. Is it an infant?
I haven't heard.
Very little has been said besides.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, of course, the internet apparently blew up yesterday thinking somebody was claiming it was, you know, this is our daughter, Rose Grohl or something. They're like, no, that's not. That was fake.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll ever find out who the mother is.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, I bet.
Maybe. But I don't know if she. My question is the backstory on this, because did she try to first extort him? And say, I'm going to make this a national thing. You don't pay me. And he said, well, I'm going to get ahead of you and say, I'll just admit to it.
Well, Biggie, that's a dark way to look at it.
And either way,
oh yeah,
he did it. My wife, when it broke on Inside Edition, my wife's like, oh, man, look at this. She's like, can't trust any of them.
No, because
men. And what they do.
He's so lovable.
They break your heart. Men will break your heart. Exactly.
What do you say about kids?
They ruin everything.
And men?
They break your heart. That you can take to the grave.
Right there.
Men will break your heart and children ruin everything. There. I've said it. That's my piece. Okay. All that being said, let's talk about the important thing. Ryan Seacrest is a treasure. Ryan.
I don't know what people have a problem with for. I like him.
He's not going to put it in a groupie.
He's letting the game shine.
He will not put it in a groupie. Yes. He lets the game shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's good. Now. Here's what people hate, the new set of Wheel of Fortune. It's too blue, it's too flashy, it's too round, and I agree with that. I don't like it. He's getting good reviews of Seacrest. They're like, he's perfect. He fits right in.
How different is it?
It's really different.
It
looks to me flashy and cheap. It doesn't look good.
It's blue, it's gold, it's
very bright.
It looks to me almost like a throwback set.
Yes, me too. It's like a throwback and a bad one.
Yeah.
Throwback to what era?
70s.
70s.
And it's very circular and is extremely
like a wheel?
Bright. Yeah, that's what the theme is. It's the wheel.
Yeah, it's like they tried to go minimalist, but it didn't work.
To me. But of course, it's new. You know, it's so.
Oh, wow. The headlines. Fans are hurt and distracted by the terrible new set design.
Yeah, they hate it.
It's bad.
I don't like it. When I first saw it, I was like, I'm not sure about this. Now, what I do like that they do is they keep the players. When the players are guessing letters, like on a toss-up, they have them on the screen at all times where they used to just show the puzzle. They have like an inset with them on there, which I think is nice. But now the wheel, one person said, WTF did they do to Wheel of Fortune? I'm decimated.
Decimated.
Decimated. He's like, they've crushed my baby. They've decimated my baby. That's Wheel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we're passionate. Us Wheel fans are passionate about this. And I'm wondering, Chris Dim had the thought, with Pat Sajak gone now, and Alex Trebek, of course, passed away, do you think Jeopardy and Wheel lose numbers to their competitors? Here it's Inside Edition and Entertainment Tonight.
And Feud.
Oh, and Feud, yeah. Well, because Feud now is like the established star. Mm-hmm. That's Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are newcomers. New. Well, Seacrest is... He's got it.
He's a known quantity.
He's a known quantity. But Steve Harvey's like the biggest star of that group now, certainly over Ken Jennings. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, once you get used to it, you might like it. I wonder if they'll change the set of Wheel of Fortune, hearing this backlash to it. They decimated my baby, is what I'm saying.
Will you boycott?
No, I love it too much. Yeah. I love Ryan too much. You know, he's mm-hmm. just so good.
I think if you don't like Ryan Seacrest, you're just being a hater.
Exactly.
You just want to join the opposite crowd because he's doing a good job. I guess people just don't like him, period, because they think
he does a great job.
He's everywhere, but
he's, you know, he just is a consummate professional. He's not going to put it in a groupie.
Of course, you're real careful. You said that twice now.
Well, now the Wheel of Fortune.
You got to be careful on that.
But the Wheel of Fortune groupies are in their late 70s, most of them. Mm-hmm. So,
and frankly, he also has radio and TV.
He does radio and TV. Yeah. You're right.
And his, he's never been married, but his girlfriends have been smoking hot. I don't think he needs.
Smoking. He doesn't need a groupie. He doesn't need that. That's right. Dave Grohl, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in Dave, and I continue to lift Ryan up on a pedestal. He's that good. Here's someone you can lift on a pedestal. Jon Bon Jovi, and I've said this for a while. This is a great guy. Jon Bon Jovi is a great guy. He'll prove it again now. Jon Bon Jovi was in Nashville shooting a video for a new song. Nearby, on a bridge, a woman was on the bridge threatening to jump. There is surveillance video of Jon Bon Jovi walking over, talking with her, and literally talking her off the bridge.
Jon Bon.
Jon Bon did that. He refused comment because that's the kind of guy he is. But he did. And the Nashville police officer has confirmed, yes, that was Jon Bon Jovi on surveillance video who goes over. There's video of him chatting with her for a bit. And then she was talked in off the ledge.
I wonder if... They were filming a video on the bridge?
Near it. They have new music out, so it was being done.
I was just thinking they would have
closed the bridge. Set. Yeah, set was closed. It was nearby, but Bon Jovi got word of it, Jon Bon, and said, "Can I have a word? Do you think it would help?"
Do you think the woman recognized him, or is it just a friend?
I wonder.
A friendly face.
Don't know. The incident
with
the
beautiful shock of gray hair.
Bon Jovi walked across the bridge with camera crew when he noticed the woman holding onto the ledge facing the river and went over to her. And did that. I think they were moving across the bridge to go shoot at a different location. He saw it and said, "Hold on a minute, let me try to do some good here." She did. A source told CNN that Bon Jovi doesn't want to be called a hero, but he just did what he thought was right. And he has a foundation to try and break the cycle of hunger, poverty, homelessness. And I wonder if this is a transient woman who may have been going to kill herself there on the side of the bridge.
I was shocked to read this, that he has extensive training in this situation.
Is that right?
Is he really?
Because of all the different foundations he's worked with.
Look at that.
That he has had actual training in situations like this.
He's not going to stick it in a groupie.
I think that's actually...
I believe we've actually played clips of him saying...
Anymore.
I think he's gloried in the fact, reveled in the fact that he has.
Ever again.
Starting
now. That's right. Starting from this... Okay, no more groupies for Jon Bon Jovi. And finally, and this is entertainment news. Here's a woman we talked about earlier in the week because she said if her husband, Orlando Bloom, does the dishes... She will gratify him sexually. It's something that every guy likes.
Yeah, she spouted off on a podcast. So I took it as total BS.
She said, "Do the dishes and you will get a beej from me." That was her whole thing.
It's very odd.
It was an odd statement to make. Again, it is on a podcast.
Have you done the dishes a few times around your house, Kelly?
They're as clean as they've ever been.
Hasn't been a dish in the sink in a week.
They are as clean.
The baby, you're a firework.
As they have ever.
Honey, where's the ivory?
That's right. That's what she said.
It's like, if I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, you better be ready to get your d*** sucked. I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. I can buy a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes. I will suck your d***.
All right. There you have it. Now, she's making news again. Maybe she's sharing too much. Maybe these podcasts are getting her to share too much. She just won an MTV Music Award. This went on last night.
She was the Video Vanguard winner.
Oh, yes.
Felt like a Lifetime Performance Achievement Award.
I saw a picture of her on the red carpet. She's been doing some incredible ab work, Kelly. You'd be jail.
God dang darn. I got to get back in there. Got to hit abs harder. Abs are made in the kitchen. All right? And you know what else is going on in the kitchen at Katy Perry's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
How do you think she got those abs?
That's great exercise. That's great exercise. She accepted her award by saying, "I am on my period." That's how she started the acceptance speech.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I did that all on my first day of my period, too. Can you believe it?
All right. She had put on a performance.
She put on a medley of hits.
10-minute performance, and that's how she started by saying,
"Thank you. I did that all on my first day of my period, too. Can you believe it?"
All right. A lot of people are saying, we don't need to know.
Overshare.
You know, we don't need to know everything.
This isn't a podcast now.
Although that might be empowering to her young fans.
Absolutely. You know? I say good for you, Katie. Let them hear you roar.
I mean, that was the joke even when Kelly and I were teenagers, when they would have feminine hygiene products, they could never say the word period or tampon or
anything like
that.
That's right.
But they would always show women walking on the beach.
That's correct.
And riding horseback.
That's right. Look what she did on her first day of her period.
A medley of hits.
And she got a Vanguard Award. Right there on MTV. You go, Katie.
Girl power.
Girl power. She'll never stick it in a groupie. Of course, she. Nah, there's no way. That's one too many.